This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden will formally accept the Democratic Party's nomination for the U.S. presidency in a few hours in a speech that is expected to lay out his vision for the country as he seeks to defeat President Donald Trump in November's election. The 77-year-old former senator and vice president during the Obama administration will deliver the speech in an event center in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. While the center will be mostly empty, Biden's speech will be delivered before his largest audience since the coronavirus pandemic forced him off the campaign trail in March. The speech, on the fourth and final night of the Democratic National Convention, comes after nearly 50 years in public office and two failed attempts to win the White House in 1988 and 2008. U.S. President Donald Trump took his reelection campaign Thursday to Old Forge, Pennsylvania, a town less than 9 kilometers from Joe Biden's birthplace, just hours before Biden formally accepts the Democratic nomination. In front of a small crowd at a kitchen building product store, the president said that the future of the United States is at stake in November's election.
You know it, and I mean it, and I've never meant it more. At stake in this election is the survival of our nation. It's true, because we're dealing with crazy people on the other side. They've gone totally stone cold crazy.
Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016 by less than 1 percentage point. But the president has trailed Biden, whose campaign is working to recapture the state that Democrats won between 1992 and 2016. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty to charges he ripped off donors in an online fundraising scheme to build a southern border wall. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Prosecutors say Bannon and three associates ripped off donors who contributed more than $25 million to build part of the wall. The criminal charges say much of the money never made it to the wall, instead enriching the men, including Bannon, who was pulled from a luxury yacht off the Connecticut coast. He's the latest in a long line of Trump associates who've been prosecuted, though the president was quick to distance himself from his former aide and the scheme.
I know nothing about the project other than I didn't like when I read about it. I didn't like it. I said, this is for government. This isn't for private people. And it sounded to me like showboating.
The president did tell reporters he feels very badly about the situation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian opposition politician and President Putin's longtime foe, Alexei Navalny, is hospitalized in a coma. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
His allies believe he fell ill from deliberate poisoning because of his political activity. Navalny felt unwell on a flight back to Moscow from Tomsk, a city in Siberia, and was taken to a hospital after the plane made an emergency landing in Omsk. Navalny's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, said she believes he must have consumed something from tea he drank at an airport cafe before boarding the plane. During the flight, Navalny started sweating and asked her to talk to him so that he could focus on the sound of her voice. He then went to the bathroom and lost consciousness. Navalny is currently being treated at the Omsk Ambulance Hospital No. 1. He's in a grave condition. Doctors at the hospital remain tight-lipped about his diagnosis. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Trump administration has formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the UN Security Council on Thursday. Pompeo said the United States will never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon.
President Trump and this administration have discarded the fiction that the regime merely seeks a peaceful nuclear program. We will never allow the Islamic Republic of Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
It sets the stage for a showdown in the world body that could lead to a crisis of credibility for its most important and powerful institution. None of the other Security Council members believe the United States has the legal right to demand the reimposition of the sanctions because President Donald Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal in 2018. For more, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.